Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Small Business America. The business of America is small business. All the growth, all the hiring, all the new ideas. Conversation with Gene Marks just back from the road, West Virginia, Florida, with associations of men who distribute conveniences to the convenience stores, chemicals, building construction teams from all over the country, in regions and nationally. What Gene learned is they need employees. There's a shortage of employees for the manufacturers, for the distribution centers. That's been true for several years now. He also learned that their producer prices, what they pay for their materials, is inflated, and inflated more than we're told on the consumer prices. That was something he first saw in 2022, the inflated prices of materials, resources for these associations and the small businesses. And then we're off to the question of ChatGPT. ChatGPT is struggling. It's a baby. It's not ready for prime time, as Gene puts it. So certainly it's not an advantage right now to small business. It's growing. It makes mistakes. And it doesn't always give you the information you thought you were after. Then to Ukraine, Jeff McCallson just back from Europe. We speak of a Russian spring offensive expected and the weapon system that Ukraine needs to defend itself. We also talk about NATO and emerging plan that the Bundestag is briefed on by national security forces of a Russian plan to invade Germany, what it would look like, phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four, and then Armageddon. California. Bill Whalen joins from Palo Alto about the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, and the history of vice presidents coming to re-elect conventions and being discussed as to be replaced. Richard Nixon in 1956, where Eisenhower entertained replacing him. Then we have 1972, the re-elect Richard Nixon entertaining not keeping Spiro Agnew on board. 1992, George H.W. Bush entertaining not keeping Quayle on board, etc. It's a ceremony, and we'll go through it again with the Democratic Convention. But in any event, Kamala Harris is the vice president, and Bill has observations about how she can prepare for the convention just in case. And then we're off to New York State, where Richard Epstein speaks witheringly of the decision made by the civil court of a penalty of $350-500 million for Donald Trump for exaggerating the size of his assets and his apartments. We also discuss the obstruction charge that is directed against those who entered the Capitol building on January 6th and are two of the four charges or two of the several charges brought against former President Trump by the special counsel. The obstruction matter will be heard by the Supreme Court the week of April 16th. Followed by the week of April 22nd, they will hear the immunity charge, whether Mr. Trump enjoyed immunity won on January 6th and therefore cannot be prosecuted for his conduct, no matter. A lengthy conversation with an author, Barbara Weisberg, whose new book is Strong Passions, A Scandalous Divorce in Old New York. This is the generation before Edith Wharton. In fact, Edith Wharton is a descendant of these families. These are very prominent families in New York before the Civil War and then during the Civil War and then in the Gilded Age. And the young couple, Mary and Peter, are perfect together, except Mary has an affair, and that leads to divorce in courts, and that plays out across the nation. It's messy, but it's Edith Wharton's study hall about how she conceived the old families. This would have been her parents' generation. Divorce was very rare in New York until it wasn't in the latter part of the century. A Lancaster County report with Jim McTague, former Washington editor for Barron's, now living in what he correctly produces is the best county in Pennsylvania, driving his cut-price Tesla, red Tesla. Then to Italy to talk about Tesla looking to link up with Rome and start a factory in Italy. I speak to Lorenzo Fiore about that. And with Henry Sokolsky in the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, we entertain Macron talking about ground troops going to Ukraine and Putin's response using nukes. There's much more, including battlefield and orbit. I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.